So at the gym today, Betsy actually did to ask me, she's like, isn't there like studies done or something about dance and Parkinson's? And I know that I think there is, because there's a dance Parkinson's in Columbus, but they're all over.
Yeah, any kind of exercise movement.
Any type of movement, yeah. But so I got to show you. Well, I mean, if we can show the clip of Peggy. But Peggy just, she's always having like the best time. She's fantastic. So you can't hear the music, but that was her going. She's like, I'm going to do the Tina Turner dance. I mean, it was awesome. She did such a great job. But yeah, we were talking about where, like, if Debbie was here, you know, she'd be dancing too. Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker. Like, did you ever dance?
Yeah, well, I used to think I could, but
yeah. Because it's
I
like,
kind of like have no rhythm.
You're like,
now I have Parkinson's. Now, what rhythm I did have, I kind of get out of it. So I'm like, dot, dot,
yeah.
Dot, 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 dot,
dot, dot. What's that?
Yeah, like that one. Oh, I can't.
What?
Like one, two, one, one, two, one.
Oh, like you're talking about like the steps? Like,
yeah, I can't even do those anymore.
Oh, really?
No.
I bet you if you practice.
Probably not.
Yeah, it would. Maybe that's
the Parkinson's prom. I'll be ready. Start getting ready for it.
But maybe that's what we can work on.
Yeah, I'm sure Steve can hang a disco light from the ceiling.
If not, I bought one for Kate and my daughter, and it's one of those like it's like a little guy like this, and you just push a button and it just turns.
Yeah.
But it's like if it's dark and it's like spinning around, it does a pretty good job.
Interesting.
What else do you think? Like, would you do a dance class for Parkinson's if it was offered?
No.
Really?
No. I can't dance. Why would I want to go to a class?
Well, no, but I mean, because it's just, like you said, it's another way of moving.
I know, but Melissa would just say, Brian, just come to the gym another day.
But wouldn't it bring you joy?
It would probably bring you joy.
To watch you.
To make fun of me, yes.
No, I mean, because I'm not a good dancer. All my girlfriends would say, like, I have a typical, like, you know, fist pump, like, type dance. And even then, it's, like, it's not good.
I always had the jump around mosh pit type thing. That's what...
Yeah. Well, that's just, like, what guys do.
Yeah, that was about it.
But I think it would... I wonder if it, like, helps with, like, smoothness or...
I'm sure. Like, yeah. And I think... But I think a lot of dancing is that I've seen, like, in the symposium, stuff like that, they used to do the breakout sessions.
Yeah.
We're about all about big movements.
Yeah.
Dance, you know.
So like that, but that would be like ballroom.
Yeah, it's more like that versus a...
But even think about like the steps that you have to take and then you have to remember.
Right, but weren't you at one point in time, wasn't one of your friends who's a choreographer?
Yeah, Laura. So I actually talked to her about it again over Christmas break. And so I don't know what we're going to do. Melissa, I'll talk to you about that later. But I definitely think that there's something there that we can offer, even if it's just like a mood booster, you know, like you go in and you dance, but like you have fun with it. Like you can laugh at yourself. You can laugh at other people.
Great.
Are you excited now?
I'm so excited.
But yeah, there's probably a lot. I mean, just like any exercise, it probably does a lot for you mentally and physically.
Spiritually. Yes.
How is that you spiritually?
Well, have you ever seen Footloose?
Yeah,
In the Bible, they danced.
Yes. Did you just watch it this weekend?
It was on.
I watched it twice. And I was like, it was on like back to back. And I'm like, okay, we're still going to do this. But yeah, you're right. It is spiritual, which is good. I'm so proud of you for bringing that up.
I'm on top of things today.
I know. And you didn't take any carbidopa levodopa. You're still...
Nope. Mm-hmm. I'm still without it.
Without it?
What do you mean? I have some at home. I'm just not...
No, I know.
Injecting it into my body
on
a consistent basis.
Because the DBS is still working.
Correct.
What if we... test you, your dancing abilities with DBS on versus DBS off.
Ooh, that could be a good thing.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I wonder.
We could do the shake.
I want to look it up real quick. Like, how many dance classes do you think there are for Parkinson's?
It was a guessing game.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to know the number's right or wrong?
I don't know. It's ChatGPT.
Okay. 320. Are you talking local classes?
No, or? I'm just talking just in general.
I'm going to say 320.
Well, so, yeah. I mean, I have no idea what the number is, but and I'm probably not going to find it out. I'm sitting here right now. But just even pulling it up for, I guess, like Ohio, there's Ohio State offers something. Cincinnati Ballet offers, it says CB moves for Parkinson's classes. Dancing can help alleviate symptoms of PD symptoms such as slow movement, stiffness in the limbs and trunk. Oh, which, and then tremors and impaired balance and coordination. So speaking of the, like your trunk,
mm-hmm.
I am getting so stiff. Like right now, like my shoulder's fine, my elbow's fine.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My wrist still hurts, but my trunk, mm-hmm. like right here, is so rigid. And then when I get dyskinetic on top of that, it like doubles down and it's horrible.
You know what would help on that, don't you?
DBS.
I mean, I'm just saying that's what I have.
I know. And that's another topic. We'll get to that later. I'm still thinking about it. But there's a Columbus Dance for Parkinson's. And again, like I said, I think they're all over. So in everyone's own area, probably definitely something worth looking into.
Yeah, they used to offer, I know, at the Westerville, here locally at the Westerville Senior Center, I think they used to offer.
Yeah. Oh, this one actually.
I think it's where they held the classes at.
This one says Dance for PD. It's a research-backed program that offers free online and in-person classes as well as digital library. They're taught by trained artists, include a variety of dance styles such as ballet, tap, folk, and jazz. Did I ever tell you it was probably like 2 or 3 years before I was diagnosed. I took dance class like for 1 year in my life when I was a kid. It just wasn't my thing. I was not good at it. And so
can anybody in your family dance?
Yeah, my niece is like.
But like your brother or sister?
Oh, no. No, but my sister's daughter, so my niece,
yeah.
Sammy, like she's a phenomenal dancer, and so she's in high school.
So she got from her dad's side.
Yes, actually, because I think his sisters were dancers. But I only took one class, and I always thought it was fun, and it's like doing hip hop or something like that. But I'm like, I'm just not coordinated to do it. So when Kate was little, she was like 3 or 4. She took like ballet when she was 3, like the little tots, you know, toddler class thing. And then the following year, I think she did tap. And I loved her teacher. She was super sweet. And she offered a adult dance class, like to do hip hop. And so some of the moms were like, oh, you know, we should do it. And I was like, you know, I'm already here with her.
Right.
So, and I mean, it's definitely a workout. And I am so uncoordinated. And I just couldn't, I wasn't good at remembering the steps, but we actually performed on stage at the recital.
Does somebody have like video of this?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's kind of nice because now it's like I can look back on it and say like, okay, I was able to do it then. I wouldn't be able to do it now, but yeah, it's, I got out of my comfort zone. If, yeah. And then this actually also says no dance experience is required and classes can be taken seated or standing.
Ah.
Yeah, so we have options. Yeah, I think that's definitely something we should look into.
We could invite our friends up for the Parkinson's problem from Cincinnati and down from Cleveland.
Parkinson's prom. It's become like
a big thing.
A new thing. I wonder if there's something out there like that yet. Nope.
We should.
We'll be the first.
Trademark that that title too.
Oh wait, Parkinson's prom.
Dang it.
American Parkinson's Association. Oh, this was done in 2018. It was just a fundraiser that the APDA did. Tuxedos and formal gowns are not required, but dress in your Sunday clothes. So that was in 2018. But yeah, I mean, I think that would be, we can all take class together for like a month.
Learn how to,
and then bust a move.
Do a flash dance.
In front of everybody. Flash dance would be fun. I watched that this weekend too.
It was on right before Footloose. I saw it too.
So what did you do this week? I watched TV.
On VH1.
Yeah.
Is that Flash Mobs? I'm thinking about Flash Dance.
No, it was Flash Dance.
I know, but I'm thinking wouldn't that the Flash Mobs that break out into dance?
Yes. Or, yeah, I think so. I haven't seen one of those in years.
No, but they used to. They have them like televised. I'm starting to talk low again. I caught myself.
Good for you. Wow, yes. You are.
Yes,
I don't know who you are today.
It's a new year.
New year, new you.
Yes. I gave Melissa a compliment.
Yes. Have you ever done that?
Probably not. Mm. But it's a new year.
New year. We have other New Year's things to talk about as well. So we'll follow those up in other episodes, if that's okay with you.
That's perfectly fine.
Okay, so in our last 30 seconds, I'll leave you with this.
Dance away.
Dance away! Honestly, though, there are tons of dance classes for Parkinson's. It's something that it was new for us. I've heard about it, and I know people have talked about it, but definitely something to look into in your area to see if there's somebody who offers it. Could be fun, could be different, keeps you moving. So with that, we'll see you next time. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.